the primary results will determine the people who will represent the major political parties in this fall's races for governor, Congress, the state legislature, and for the Republicans, U.S. Senate. But they could also hint at what will happen later this year.
Mike DeWine, the rock-solid conservative you can trust.
I'm Mary Taylor, and I'm the only conservative in this race.
Christian conservative, constitutional conservative, Trump conservative.
We need a real conservative in Congress.
Conservative values are important to us. In fact, I have the most conservative record of any candidate running.
There's definitely a theme on the Republican primary ballot. Republican pollster Neil Newhouse sees it in ads that have been airing in the race for governor and Congress and for state legislative offices.
By 2-1, Republican voters are Trump Republicans. It is his Republican Party now. So absolutely, he's taken over the party. And you see that in advertising here in the state, and you see it in Ohio's no different than any other state in that regard.
Mary Taylor and Mike DeWine have spent at least $10 million on their primary. By comparison, the nasty primary fight between Jim Petro and Ken Blackwell in 2006 was considered expensive and cost the candidates around $3 million. And while primaries bring out voters on the far right and the far left, there's a lot less money being poured into the Democratic race for governor. Only presumed frontrunner Richard Cordray has had the money to run TV ads for a while, which haven't mentioned his Democratic opponents. Dennis Kucinich is likely his closest competitor and has been a little tougher in radio ads.
Dennis Kucinich is for the safety of students and wants assault weapons banned. Richard Cordray is against banning assault weapons.
Kyle Condick is an Ohioan who now handicaps races around the country as the managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball newsletter out of the University of Virginia's Center for Politics.
Certainly, there's this kind of insider versus outsider thing going on in the Democratic Party right now. It's just not clear to me that Democrats are rejecting the so-called insiders the way they have been on the Republican side.
Newhouse says regardless of how Republicans vote, there are three conclusions he can draw right now about the GOP in Ohio.
Number one, alive and well. Secondly, it's Trump's party. And third, you see these divisions within the Republican Party in a very similar way you see divisions within the Democratic Party.
While Newhouse says he doesn't see much Democratic interest in this primary, he'll be watching Democratic turnout in the special election in August for the congressional seat that was occupied by Republican Pat Tiberi. In several other such races, Newhouse says Republican voters were overwhelmed by Democratic turnout.
There is that kind of disparity that we're seeing in these special elections, across the country, from my home state of Kansas, to Pennsylvania. I mean, you're seeing Democratic enthusiasm go through the roof.
Stats throughout this early voting period that began April 10th seem to suggest Democrats were very interested in the four-way race for the nomination for governor. But Condick says that's not necessarily the case.
There are more Democratic ballots returned than Republican ones, which maybe suggests that there's more interest in the Democratic side or what have you. But I don't know if that really means anything.
And Newhouse says this primary is just the start of the journey toward the November vote.
We have a long ways to go. This is it's a classic midterm election. It's going to be, for those of you who like negative advertising, you're in for a real treat.
Both experts say that while what happens this fall will be interesting to watch, it likely won't give any major hints about what might happen in Ohio or nationwide in 2020. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.